This is Anne with your coaching, your weekend coaching. We've had an interesting, diverse group of people so far speaking with you about getting to the next level, and there's so much satisfaction in it. If there's something tangible that I support people in doing, it's they end up standing in the flow of more money. And why that is they let go of things that are blocking them from their natural abundance. So this week, I've had a good variety of people, and next week I do too, to give you 12 days, 12 speakers that are causing you to go aha or make a small shift and tune yourself. I'm a great advocate of getting a constant tune-up. I say this over and over again, but how often does your phone ask you for an upgrade? I didn't consider that some of the foundational structures that I was operating under may be out of date until I started having some major painful repetitive scenarios. So I'll just say two divorces. But then if I start to string in different things that occurred throughout my life, it was a common theme. And those divorces were part of a common theme that started way back where I wasn't advocating fully for myself. And so sometimes you need to look way back and shift something. Sometimes you can just start fresh, decide you're starting fresh and not bring anything from the past forward. But if you're not able to do that, you may need to take a look at what structure was there, why it was there. Thank you for having it there. Now I need to update it or let it go. If you can't let some of these things go, you can't move into your next level. My question always most asked, besides what is the single greatest thing keeping you from your next level, or the more money, or the next level in your business, the other question I ask most prominently is, what are you willing to let go of to become the next version of yourself, to meet the next you? And if you're really interested in growing, it should be anything, everything. I'm willing to let go of everything. Because most of what you cling to in this life is connected just to your ego idea of who you are. And if you are an infinite being, if you have no edges, then you could be anything. I help people create a business or magnify a business to generate more wealth and flow in their lives. What I really do is continue to liberate people to become the biggest version that they're meant to be in this life, so that they can feel and live and experience every possible thing they're interested in while they're here. Tomorrow, your interview is with Zena Solomon and I. And Zena is in incredible shape. She is a multiple stream entrepreneur. And she's also a business coach that helps people generate higher levels of financial abundance through leveling up their value proposition in their business. And she supports people to do that. So today, I'm really having you dig into connecting with yourself and connecting with your inner guidance. And if that sounds too feminine and too woo-woo for you, hearken back to the interview we had with Trevor Blake, because it's quantum physics and it's being able to have your cake and eat it too. It's having an aligned business that you're being guided to. And it's going to bring in all the flow and abundance that you're interested in. So take the time today to do some of the exercises from both Janet and Brandy. And then send me an email and tell me what your biggest takeaway is. Or tell me where you are in your connectivity with yourself. Where are you? How strong is that? Are you just now starting to acknowledge that connection? Are you strong in that connection? Where are you in your relationship with your inner voice? Have a beautiful day.